two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today we have been talking about a new initiative at Primary Children's Hospital. With me, Katie Welke, who's the CEO of Primary Children's Hospital, and Julie and Greg Cook, who are the parents of five children. And Greg is the founding executive of doTERRA Essential Oils Company and a member of the Primary Children's Hospital Governing Board. Greg and Julie have also given a gift for part of this initiative of $10 million, and that's an incredible amount of money. Maybe, Katie, you could start here and talk about, is this part of a bigger plan? You have this bold new initiative, but are you planning to expand to something even larger?
Yes, Maria. The behavioral health work is so near and dear to my heart. And it's a really important piece of our Intermountain Healthcare's quest to really create a model health system for children. This is an unprecedented commitment by Intermountain Healthcare to really work across the continuum and to enact $500 million promise to the community. And we're doing this in a number of different areas. The behavioral health work falls under the area of extending excellence across the Intermountain West, as well as addressing the emerging health needs. One of the other areas that we're working on is strengthening Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City. Not every kid has to come to the hospital. I'm so thankful for. In fact, you know, the majority of kids stay healthy. But when they need a quaternary care children's hospital, we want to make sure that we have the very best one available for kids within the Intermountain West. And so we'll be working in a number of different programs, including research, genetics, improvements in genetic care, the fetal center, improving our newborn ICU, and our cancer care. So those exciting things at the hospital. But then we also know that we have to address these emerging health needs that are existing within our community, behavioral health being one of them and making sure we have improved access, but also really thinking about kids who are in difficult social environments and care that we can help them with. How do we give them the very best chance of having the best start in life so that they can thrive into adulthood? And then expanding the excellence, not only through building the new Lehigh Hospital, but creating a network of care that goes throughout the entire Intermountain West to bring care closer to home.
Greg and Julie, you have made an incredible commitment. How do you hope the community can now make a difference? How do they step up? I'm not just talking about monetarily. I'm sure that there is a huge role for that as well. But how can we as community members make a difference in making sure that our kids stay healthy and that they understand that there is access to health care?
I think that Primary Children's and Intermountain in general has done a good job as they work with healthcare providers and primary care physicians so that they're getting the word out and helping parents to know how to help their kids stay safe and stay healthy, whether it's wearing a helmet when they're riding a bicycle or whether they're wearing a seatbelt or whether they're getting enough sleep, as we've taken our children into for their well-child checkups each year. Those questions are asked. So if we can do a lot of the preventative things that are being suggested to us, then hopefully we can avoid the visits to Primary Children's Hospital, unless there are needs. There's often, you know, birth defects or different issues that way that or genetics that would require those visits. But if there's things that we can be doing as parents and as a community to stay safe, to avoid those visits outside of those things, I think those are some areas that we can step up to just be better and make our community better.
Look, we're optimistic and we're approaching this whole issue with great optimism and hope. The future is bright for this. Leaders like Intermountain Health and doTERRA, in our business, you know, we're addressing this issue by providing, you know, education, emotional support, products that support. We all businesses are seeing mental health creep into the workplace, and so businesses can come together and business leaders can come together and provide solutions for their employees. That's a great place to start. Community leaders, we've seen great response from Lieutenant Governor Cox and the Utah legislature, and church leaders, religious leaders across the state are all stepping forward. Many, many improvements are being made, and we're just really pleased with the direction that things are going right now. And so I think we need to remain optimistic and hopeful for the future. And there is a lot of reason to be so. And we're just really excited. We are engaging in this cause because we believe in that we can make a difference, each of us. And we're creating a family foundation, the Cook Center. It's going to focus on suicide prevention. All of these things that can be done by individuals in our community, business leaders, government leaders, everybody coming together to make a difference. We're really, really happy.
Katie, I think this is a very important point to end on. So I'm glad that you brought this up. Hope. Parents oftentimes feel like they're alone and they don't know what to do and they feel hopeless. What would you like them to know? What is the message you'd like to send today to parents if they are struggling?
Yes. No, there is absolutely hope, and we are here for them. And we really want parents to know that there is support for them, their families, and there is care available. And if we start these great behaviors and support mental health in childhood, they will carry on throughout our lifetime. And I really totally agree with Greg and Julie. There's great optimism and there's incredible community support to really elevate care in Utah. And we believe we can have the healthiest kids in the entire country.
And thanks to all of you for just the important work that you're doing.
Thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Maria.
And you've been listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.